Alright, pretty one. I understand that you were only brought to the castle yesterday, but your training starts today. We do not have any time to dilly-dally. You were bought as a present for the queen by her husband, the king. This is a great honor for someone like you. You don't seem to come from money, so being the queen's private concubine is about as high status as someone like you is going to get. Her birthday is in 3 months, and that is how long I have to train you into being the perfect, obedient plaything for her. We are going to start with something basic. Hands behind your back. There we go. One more touch. A pretty collar for your neck so that the other servants know you're in training. Much better, don't you agree? You are going to be kept on a very short leash, and you are going to be kept by my side at all times. From now on, you are to call me mistress. You understand? Good boy. I just need to add one more accessory to you. You see this middle contraption? It's going to go around that pretty cock of yours. You are not going to be coming anytime soon. This is going to teach you that your pleasure comes second to the queen's. There we go. Your cock is much cuter when it's locked away like this. Now we can start the training with the toy I laid out for you. I see you are looking around the room. The toy is suctioned to the floor in the middle of it. It's a little over 6 inches. I wanted to make sure we started at a relatively decent size. I wasn't 100% positive you were going to be able to take it, but as a trainer for the concubines in this castle, I have found over the years that 6 inches is a great size to start with. It's not overwhelmingly big, but also it's not really small. I want the hole used, not gaping. Do you need me to help you with getting the toy in you? Or do you want to show me just how excited you are for this chance and do it all by yourself? Sure, it'll be a little ungraceful if you decide to do it by yourself, but that is also something that I think you should get used to doing. You'll be asked to do much more uncomfortable things than this. And if you consider this humiliating, then I'm going to enjoy stripping you of your dignity until you are the perfectly molded fucktoy for the queen. I have not disappointed her yet, and I do not plan to start with you, pretty one. Good. I see you decided to get down on your knees and take it yourself. Probably for the best. Training wheels don't really suit a slut. Now, sink yourself down on those 6 inches. Good boy. Now stay still until I tell you you can move. You need to get used to the feeling of being full. This is going to be a common feeling for you. Soon you'll spend more time filled than empty. You'll grow to crave it. It won't matter if it's a toy or a cock or fingers, as long as there is something filling your needy hole. And I know you want to move. You know it would feel so much better if you could actually just bounce up and down on the dildo. But you're not going to do that until I give you permission. You want to be good for me, right? Yeah. So you're going to wait for permission. You're learning patience. Enjoy the sensation of being full. This is a slut's natural state. Maybe I should request a device that will make sure you are always filled with at least 6 inches from the blacksmith. I might have to give him a round or two with you in order to pay for it, but it's a fair trade to get your hole used to constant use. Don't move your hips. Don't try to bounce. Keep still. What if the queen wants to display you like the statue in this very position? If you don't stay still, then you will embarrass her in front of the entire royal court. Worse than that, you'll embarrass the king, since he bought you for her, which means you'll embarrass me, since I wasn't able to train you properly. I know you're eager to show off what you can do, but your mistress told you to wait, so you're going to wait. Stop moving your hands behind your back. Just because I can't see them doesn't mean I can't hear them. Being still means every part of you is still. And I mean every part. Look me in the eyes, pretty one. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Being told to simply hold a cock inside you while being chided like a little kid. Oh, the queen is going to absolutely love you. In 3 months' time, you might be the favorite gift she ever received. You're a natural at this. Taking to being a concubine so well, so easily. This really is the life for a peasant like you. Never did you think you would be able to step into the castle, let alone set your two very own eyes on the king and queen. I'm sure it was a fantasy that you would think about, what it's like in the castle, what it would be like to be one of them. But now? Now you're here. Is it everything you dreamed of? Did you think that the only way you would be brought to the castle is by being bought? Clothes stripped away, hands behind your back, dildo stuffed inside. And don't forget about the pretty collar and the short leash to match. This is the only way someone as filthy as you would be allowed into the castle. You are a toy. Others take their pleasure from your body and you allow it. It is your purpose in this life. I don't think I'll have a hard time training the likes of you, though. This is just a little spiel I do for everyone. You are just a cute little sub trying to make your mistress proud. It would feel so good to start bouncing on that toy, wouldn't it? I bet you make the absolute sweetest noises, pumpkin. Something so cute shouldn't be so fucking lewd, but here we are. You know what? You have my permission. Start bouncing on the toy. I want to hear what you sound like. That's a pretty boy. Start riding that dildo for me. Good. Just like that. It feels good to finally have your ass fucked, doesn't it? Of course it does. That's what a slut like you needs. Let me guess. You feel so much better now that you're actually fucking yourself instead of just letting the toy rest inside you. A natural born whore is a rare find, my dear. It really is a good thing that you were bought by the king. What would have happened to you if he left you there? You would have ended up in one of those brothels, being treated like a common $2 slut. They wouldn't have realized what a precious unicorn they had. They wouldn't have seen what a unique being you are. You're not going to give me any problems when it comes to training, are you? You're going to keep being sweet and docile for me so I can keep praising you and allowing you to feel good? You don't want to be punished, do you? No, of course you don't. Punishments feel good, but pleasure feels better, wouldn't you agree? Oh, look at you. You look absolutely delicious bouncing up and down on that toy. Absolutely fucking beautiful. You're making it difficult to just observe you in action. The way your muscles are working, the way you keep moving your thighs just to keep filling yourself over and over again. Fuck. Is your little cock leaking through the cage? Fucking look at that. What a good two-hole slut. How does your ignored tiny little cock feel? Do you wish it was unlocked? Do you wish you had access to your hand so you could touch it? It would be so fucking easy for me to squat down, take the key from around my neck, open you up, and start touching your weeping little dick. But that would defeat the point of this. You'll get pleasure when I've decided you've earned it. You haven't earned it yet, my dear. Keep riding that toy, even if your knees hurt, even if your thighs are burning and you're cramping. You need to keep going, because it pleases me. That is your purpose. Your only goal is to make your mistress happy. You want to make me happy more than you want to orgasm, don't you? Go on, say it. I want to hear your wrecked voice as you admit it. That is like music to my ears. What a pretty little slut. So good for me. Doing so well. You are going to be an absolute joy to train. I bet you are going to have the least amount of punishments from all the consorts here. So eager to please. And you don't even fight it for a second. You accept and embrace your true nature as a sub. It's always so wonderful to see. Some people were meant to be leaders, and others were meant to be followers. You, my precious pretty one, you were meant to be a follower. You are too cute to be able to be a leader. No one would take such a pretty thing seriously. You are a born and bred slut, aren't you? It's nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, I would consider it something to be proud of. You are a whore, and there is nothing wrong with that. It means you get to enjoy all the carnal desires you want without ever feeling shame. Dignity is not something that you ever need to worry your cute little head about. Sluts don't need dignity. They need to be fucked. And you're doing such a good job fucking yourself on that dildo for me while I watch. What do you think you could do to make me break and give you some sort of release? Is there anything you could do in this situation to earn an orgasm? Come on, think. What that pretty head to use. Is the only way you're going to come by fucking yourself? Or are you simply not going to come at all? It would be such a shame if that was the only way. It would be like, I set you up to fail purposely, so that I could see how you would react to being punished. Try fucking yourself harder, not faster. Maybe that will convince me to help you reach that orgasm. Go on. Try fucking yourself harder for me. I'm sure that will work and I'll let you come. Is that really the best you can do? I would think that with the promise of an orgasm, you would try working harder. Are your thighs already going to give out? We're going to need to work on that strength along with your core if that's the case. What if the queen wants you to ride a toy like this for hours? What are you going to do then, huh? You're going to have to constantly bounce up and down. You will not embarrass the queen in front of anybody. Do you understand me? You are not going to deny the queen. You were bought for her. You belong to her. You are her pet to do as she pleases with. You'll get punished far worse by her than by me if you disappoint her and can't ride a dildo for more than a few minutes. You want to please the queen, right? You want to please me, right? You want to be the best whore you can possibly be, right? Then that's why you're training. That's why I have 3 months to whip you into shape so you can be a suitable present for the queen. You are a gift from her husband. Anything you can't do not only reflects poorly on yourself, but on me and also the king. If you make a fool out of the king, you will never be forgiven. Be a good slut and keep going. Keep fucking yourself for your mistress, pretty one. Don't forget the stakes. You're here to learn, you're here to train, and you're here to be the best slut you can possibly be, and I'm going to guarantee that. Ignore the pulse in your cock, baby boy. This isn't for your pleasure. This is to see how well you can obey. With the male consorts, mistress has found the best way to train them is to deny them their orgasms. Orgasms are rewards, not a right. I doubt you'll be able to impress me enough on your first day here that I grant you some sort of release. You already look like you might want to give out. Your legs so tired from bouncing so much from riding that dildo. Come on, you can do better than that. I thought you would want to come on your first day. I have no issues with letting you come on your first day here. In fact, it might make the other consorts jealous. Is that something you want to do? Do you want to invoke the wrath of the others? I doubt you do. Looking at you, you seem so eager to please. You're just so desperate for someone to give you approval, huh? You just want to be told you're good. Well, I'll let you know. If you keep behaving this well for me, if you keep riding that dildo, and you keep letting me watch and play with the leash around your neck, you're gonna keep being good, aren't you? Yeah, of course you are. This is all part of your training. You are going to be the best gift the queen ever received. I'm going to make sure of that. I'm going to make sure you are well-trained and not a filthy embarrassment. Because right now, the performance you're putting on for me, it's laughable. It makes me disgusted watching you like this. I mean, of course, you're a natural sub. Of course, you look pretty, but this type of performance I will not tolerate in the future. You have to understand that the only reason you're getting away with this is because it's your first fucking day, and I'm taking pity on you. So keep riding that dildo, and remember that. Every single time it hits that spot inside you that makes you see sparks, that feels so fucking good, remember the only reason you're getting away with this, whatever you want to call it, is because it's your first day and I'm being nice to you. I'm being generous. I'm giving you every single chance to earn an orgasm. I'm giving you every single chance to be good and prove to me that you have what it takes to be a consort, that you are worthy of the title of prime consort to the queen, because that's what you're going to be. You are going to be her prized concubine. You are being trained to each and every one of her kinks. That is a reward beyond belief for a peasant like you. This is better than any life you could dream of. You're in the castle, you're being taken care of, and you get to be fucked all day. What more could a natural born slut want, huh? What else could you want? Go on, try and answer me. Or are you bouncing on that dildo so much that you can't think? Are you fuck drunk? Well, that's okay. That's okay, pumpkin. I don't mind, because you don't really need a brain to be a concubine, do you? No. What you need to be a concubine is good, docile, obedient, eager to please. You check all those boxes, and you look so fucking good doing it too. And I can see you struggling still. I can see how tired your legs are right now, the way they're shaking, but you just keep moving up and down. You don't want to disappoint me at all, do you? Such a sweet little thing you are. Alright. I guess I'm going to ask you one thing, and then I'll let this torture stop. Can you do one more minute for me? Yeah, I know you can do one more minute for me. If you can last one more minute, I'll uncuff your hands from behind your back. You seem obedient enough that I'm not going to have to worry about them. All you need is that pretty collar and this short little leash, right? Oh, that's my whore. Oh, so good. I'll let you know when your final minute starts. Oh, look at that face. I told you were gonna last one more minute for me. I just didn't say when it was gonna start. It's not my fault that you thought that as soon as I said it, it meant that your minute started. In fact, your final minute starts now. Oh, I know. I know you thought it started, but that's not what I wanted. Your own wants come second now. You are a royal concubine, a pet for the queen, a toy to be used. I know it might be hard to get through that pretty head of yours, but you exist for the pleasure of others now. That is what it means to be bought as a present for the queen by the king. You were bought. You're an object. You're a gift. But I do have to say, what a gift you are. So cute and docile and sweet. You just absolutely glow under praise. Praise and rewards, all of that. It's going to be the way to train you, isn't it? I haven't trained such a sweet little thing like you in forever. It'll be a nice change of pace. You're going to keep being good for your mistress, aren't you, pretty one? Then keep riding then. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You did so good. You can stop now. For a first session, that wasn't bad in the slightest. You'll need to go quite a bit longer, but it is your first day. I know you might be upset with me. You might be cursing me out in your head now that you're done riding the dildo and you didn't get to come. Like I said, orgasms are rewards, not rights here. Now keep being good for me. There we go. The cuffs are going right here on my belt. They will serve as a nice little reminder. Using your arms isn't necessary, and it is a privilege for being so good for me this evening. And as another reward for being so good, I won't make you walk upright on those shaky legs. Crawl on your hands and knees. One step to the left, three steps behind me. If you start falling behind, the leash will end up choking your collar and you won't be able to breathe. Now follow along, pretty one. You have the rest of the staff to meet.